I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and I'm addressing the I am offended culture, which is rampant today. Let me say that if you and I want to live in a free society, if we want the advantages that the Bill of Rights grants to us, free speech, freedom of religion, free press, and so forth, then we have to accept the fact that we will not agree with nor approve of many things that are expressed. Our country, our civilization, is at its best when as individuals or groups we try to avoid unnecessary offendedness and recognize that being offended at times is the price we pay for the right to our freedoms, our right to express our beliefs and spread the gospel. Think of people who live in countries without freedom of speech. They probably don't have to deal with this I am offended culture we face, but then they put their lives in danger if and when they publicly share their faith. So we need to carefully guard our freedoms because they allow us to tell the good news of Jesus and not let this offended culture intimidate us or make us fearful. As believers, we don't want to be defined by what we are not, but rather by what and who we are. We are loved by God. We are joint heirs with Jesus. We are joyful and hopeful. We are positive and upbeat because of who we are in Christ. That should be the story we tell to the world around us, even if that world is trying to offend us or cancel us. Of course, we take a stand against evil and wrong, such as abortion, and do all we can to eliminate it. But we take those positions and express our opinions because we have the freedom to do so, which means others have the freedom to oppose us. But as Paul wrote to the Romans, if God is for us, who can be against us? Don't you think it's important for us not to be easily offended, not to take everything personally? I'm not talking about laying down and letting people walk on you, but simply deciding not to react to every offensive thing you see or hear. Again, from Proverbs 19, it is to our glory to overlook an offense. So my encouragement to you today is to avoid being a part of the I am offended culture and instead determine to be agents of God's love and peace. That will make a difference. Remember that if you miss a message in any of my devotionals, you can listen to them on our website at christianworkingwoman.org. In fact, there are a lot of resources there to help and encourage you in your walk with Christ. So do visit often christianworkingwoman.org and join me again tomorrow as I talk further about this I am offended culture.